Your wish is granted, and thanks again. I may have saved my planet, but I'm losing three friends. What happened today was both incredible and bad. Therefore, your name is Incredibad.
Okay. Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I guess I should do this show thing. I should get started. Hey, I'm RBCP. I'm doing a show tonight for 2 hours, just until Brent Westwood comes around and starts his show. So I guess this is the Brent Westwood pre-show, pre-come show. And I'm going to do pranks. They're going to be hilarious. And I don't know. I wish I hadn't announced this on YouTube today. Because now people are here that expect me to do funny things. God damn it. Anyway, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to get started with first. I'm going to play horrible music, I think. I'm going to start with horrible music. Like I've been playing for the past 10 minutes or so. So if you're not listening to if you're not in the chat room, you need to be in the chat room, in the Madhouse chat room, which is at madhouselive.com/chat. If you know how to use an IRC client, it's irc.madhouselive.com. Oh yeah, it's madhouselive.com/chat. And the channel is #madhouse. So everyone needs to be in there, because I kind of like when people are in there and they give me tips on prank calls, and I can you know, steal their ideas and you know, claim them as my own. Hi to RBCP in the chat room. Hi to Brad. Hi Roy. All these people. Oh hey, Pretty Pranks. Pretty Pranks is here. Yeah. So I guess I need to look over my notes. I did some stuff earlier today. I got some numbers from a place I've never gotten numbers from before. I'm not sure how I feel about the place I got numbers from. It might be a really horrible idea, but I did it anyway. Let's see here. Let's see. Oh yeah, the numbers are... I'm gonna wait to tell you what they are. No, I'll tell you. I didn't get a bunch of them, but this guy, he's a regular listener. His name is Cole. He's in IRC a lot, and he always submits ideas and stuff during the calls. And he said I should, a month or several weeks ago, he said I should do pet groomers. You know, a certain large chain pet grooming business. And I should talk to people that brought their pets in to get bathed or trimmed or whatever they do there. I don't even know what they do there. I've never done something like that before. But, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, because people are really emotionally attached to their pets. I don't want to say anything that's gonna upset them. Oh, I'm sorry, the water had AIDS in it. I'm not going to do anything like that, so don't suggest crazy things like that. Banned from the chat room says I need to prank the Veterans Hospital. Yeah, that sounds hilarious. Let's do that instead. Fuck this pet thing. Carlito sounds sick or something. What does that mean? Do they think I'm Carlito? Do I have Carlito playing? Quit confusing me, damn it. Yesterday, I was talking to, I know it was Ice Goose and somebody else. Overload, maybe? About how prank calls go too far. And I got the song prepared because we decided, I don't know if I decided or if we all collectively decided, but prank calls that go too far. And I was saying you have to know when to hold them and know when to fold them and know when to walk away and know when to... What's the next line? I don't remember. But I'm going to play this song. It's by Kenny Rogers, and I'm pretty sure this song is about prank calls. It's about prank calls going too far. We were talking about PrankNet. And PrankNet, you know, just taking things a little too far than they need to go. Stupid PrankNet. So here's a song about prank calls by Kenny Rogers. And then we'll get into real prank calls. But here's Kenny Rogers' song about prank calls.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count."
All right, that's enough of that. It's weird, I haven't heard that song since the 80s, and I'm pretty sure I knew every single lyric to that. But, you know, now that I've heard it, like, it doesn't really sound like it's about prank calls. Just the chorus sort of did, in a way. Mousech in the chat room says, "This is such a good song, I haven't heard it in months." Like, what the hell, you listen to Willie Nelson? Kenny Rogers? Kenny Rogers, Willie Nelson. I don't know the difference. It's the same guy. I'm pretty sure it's the same guy. Okay. Hold on a second. All right. So I think it was last time I did the show, I discovered this whole thing of calling up Facebook people and doing reference checks on them. So I thought I would set a few of those up. Damn it, I can't get organized here. Too much shit. Yeah, so I set a few of those up. Okay, and this one girl, she posted a thing on her status is, "Who wants to kick it? Hit me up." And it has her phone number. And everyone replied to her. It's kind of funny. This is the only person that had replies like this, but everyone replied to her that she's like an idiot for putting their cell phone up. So she got four messages on here. This guy named Quentin, he says, "Who puts their cell phone number online for people to know?" Then a girl named Amber says, "I agree with Quentin. Liz, this is not smart. You should just take this post down." Someone named Nakia says, "Take this shit off, Lissa, whatever." And then I guess there's just a smiley face on the fourth comment. But she's one of the people I wrote down, so I guess I'm going to call her real quick. Let's see. Everyone in the chat room, let me know if my sound sucks. I'm not sure how I'm doing with sound. I'm trying to keep an eye on levels, but it's difficult. So is what I do on these is I call up the Facebook person, and I look at one of their friends that have made a comment, and I do a reference check on that person. I say I'm calling from Walmart. Because, you know, there's Walmarts everywhere. So we're going to call this Alyssa. Alyssa. Her name's spelled really weird. Yay, everyone says good sound. Hello?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Greg. I'm calling from Walmart. I'm just calling to do a reference check. Someone gave your name as a reference check.
What?
I'm calling to do a reference check. I'm calling from Walmart. Somebody named Amber Bessie left your name and number as a reference check.
Yeah, that's not my name.
What? No. Amber's the one that left you as a reference check. Your name is...
You left me a reference check?
Oh my gosh. Okay, your name is Alyssa Marshall, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Amber Bessie says she's a friend of yours, and she left you as a reference check. She's trying to get a job at Walmart, and she left your name as a personal reference check. So I'm just calling to ask if you know Amber, and if you she's a good character and all that.
Yeah, she's a good character.
Okay, and how long did she work for you?
She never worked for me. She's my cousin.
Oh, she says here that she worked for you. She worked for your business. You own a business?
No, I don't own a business.
Well, that's weird. Why would she write that?
I don't know.
Well, this is on a job application for Walmart. I mean, this is a legal document. She can't just make things up. Are you sure? I mean, you're not...
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're not messing with me, are you? I'm just calling to do a reference
check. No, are you messing with me?
No, of course not. I'm calling from Walmart. She said this was...
Oh.
You don't even know Amber Bessie? Or you do know her?
No, I do know her.
She wrote on here that she was employed by you and your company for a year and a half. And that she also...
I don't own a company.
And then she... Are you not taking this seriously? Are you burping into the phone at me?
What?
I just heard someone burp into the phone.
No, nobody burped in the phone. No, you burped in the phone.
No, I didn't burp in the phone.
Who is this?
So you don't care about your friend Amber? You don't care if she gets a good reference check?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're just going to turn this into a game and pretend that she never worked for you?
No, she never worked for me.
Okay, I don't know what's going on or what kind of drugs you're on. But I don't appreciate being messed with. I'm just trying to do my job here, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm not messing with you. You called me.
Well, who's that in the background making all the crazy noises?
Nobody's in the background making crazy noises. Why do I hear people in your background?
That is you. Oh, wait, no, that's Weeping Angel. I'm sorry, that was on my end. He's in our executive office here. Yeah, he's an idiot. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So did Amber live with you then?
No, Amber doesn't live with me.
Oh, she says you were also her landlord.
No, I'm not also your landlord. What are you talking about?
Why are you getting so angry with me? I'm just calling to do a reference check. This is my job. I'm just trying to do my job. Oh, she's gone. Oh, God damn you, Weeping Angel. Weeping Angel, I'm in the tiny chat. I'm in tinychat.com/cactusthis, and I'm going to leave that room right now because it confuses me. But fuck you, Weeping Angel, for making noises and being on open mic and... Okay. I thought that was her friends, like picking up an extension or something and making crazy noises in the phone. But no, it's Weeping. He is our official pirate radio guy for Idaho. He rebroadcasts the station on 98.93. I don't know. Okay, that sucked. She was so confused. I think I'm going to call her back.
Hello?
Hi, Alyssa.
Who is this?
Oh, we got disconnected somehow. I'm calling from Walmart again. This is Kevin.
Okay.
This isn't Alyssa. Can I speak to Alyssa, please?
This is Alyssa.
Oh, you sound like a different person this time. A completely different person. Are you guys messing with me again?
No one's messing with you.
Because I'm just calling to do a reference check.
Of what? Of what?
On Amber. Do you not remember this conversation? Could I please speak to...
No, I do not.
Could I speak to Alyssa, please?
No, I'm sorry.
Can you put Alyssa on the phone?
I'm sorry.
I know you're not Alyssa.
I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry? What are you sorry about?
Because you think I'm not Alyssa.
Well, I know you're not, because I talked to a completely different person last time. Was she lying to me? Was she lying to me, or are you?
What do you want?
I just want to let you know that based on your attitude and everything, I've decided not to hire Amber. So she's not going to be able to have a job here, and it's your fault. So have a nice night.
What are you talking about?
I'm calling from Walmart. I'm the manager. I'm the manager of Walmart.
I am so confused.
Why are you confused?
Because you're saying that you're not going to hire Amber because of my actions? Whoa.
Well, yeah, because she used you as a personal reference So the way you're treating me, you and your friends burping on the phone and stuff, that makes me think that she's not.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this really Alyssa this time?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. So your friend was lying to me. Yeah, I'm definitely not going to be hiring Amber because she obviously has she's friends with a bunch of drug addicts and stuff.
No, she's not. What are you talking about?
Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm going to let you go now, but I'm not going to hire Amber.
No, it does matter.
And I'm going to put her on lists that make her so she can't get a job anymore.
Yes, you're not going to write anything.
I'm putting her on the list.
No, you're not.
She's going on the list, ma'am.
No, I'm not going on any list. You're going on my list.
No. You are going on the list, and Amber's going on the list. So don't ever try and get a job at Walmart.
And you don't ever try to get a job
at your company that Amber worked for?
Yeah, you know where you're going off with.
Okay.
Hello?
Listen, I need your name.
No, you don't need my name.
No.
I need your name.
No, I need your friend's name because I'm going to put her on the list, too.
You don't need my friend's name either. She doesn't need to be on the list.
I'm putting everyone on the list.
No, you're not putting anybody.
Everyone's on the list. You're going on the list, and you're never coming off.
Everybody is not on the list.
Okay, I'm letting you go because this is stupid.
I'm getting really angry. Who are you?
Listen, fuck you.
No, you listen.
I gotta go now. Okay.
Okay. Don't call me back.
I won't, because you're on the list. I don't call people that are on the list. She hung up on me. All right, that's over. I swear these aren't... I don't think these are high school girls. I try and stay away from those. This Alyssa person says she works at a motel. And you don't think of, you know, like kids as someone that works at a motel. Yeah, it says she's in college. So, no, I'm not... She's just an idiot is what it is. All right. Okay, I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to get things organized here. I'm going to move things around and get things organized. No, she didn't ask to call back. Ask 420. All right, be right back.
Smile with my face up a scene in your magazine. Like A-Star, I've been way above par. Or at the bar, have a drink going up for me. Boys got it locked, hip-hop, making superstars. Remember when you was growing up? Broke as Gorilla, punch a Godzilla on the 13. All your friends used to rob the things. Stick up the liquor store and Burger King. Get home to what's up.
I'm gonna hold on to this Alyssa's Facebook page because I want to see if she posts anything about what just happened. I just liked her. Oh, okay. Like if you're friends with me on Facebook, if you can go to my profile and see what things I've liked lately, I think you should be able to see that I just liked Alyssa's status update about who wants to kick it. Hit me up, and has her phone number. If you want to look at her status. I mean, yeah. Don't tell her who I am, please. I shouldn't have just said that. But I liked her post, though. I can't comment on her post, or I would agree that she shouldn't post her number. Okay, so anyone in the chat room, do you have any ideas for things I should say to pet grooming places? Just post them in the chat room or send me a private message. Oh, some guy named Sergi. He asked me to. I wasn't looking at the chat room, so I screwed up. But he told me to say that Amber's application was upside down. Stealing Nunu's ideas. I would have said that if I would have seen him though. If I would have seen that message. But all I got on these pet grooming things. I was, like, I've never done pet grooming before. I didn't know if they would be very suspicious or anything. So I just wanted to get as many numbers as I could. Numbers and names. So that's all I got is numbers and names. I don't know what they did. I just know that they're from today. They brought their pets in today. and had their pets, whatever they do at those places, shampoos, washes, cuts, petty pranks is like your dog told me that he was sexually abused during his grooming. Let's try that one. I'm going to do that one first. So thank you, petty pranks. Calling it right now. This first guy's name is Larry. This is Petty Pranks Idea, which I am now claiming for my own. Everyone should subscribe to Petty Pranks on YouTube. YouTube.
Hello.
Hi, is this Larry?
Who's calling?
Oh, what's all that noise? Are you driving? I'm calling from the...
Yeah?
You had your pet in here earlier for grooming?
Yeah.
And can you hear me okay? Because I can't hear you. It's like a bunch of... Are you on your motorcycle?
No. I'm in my car. What's going on? I can hear you. What's up?
Do you have a convertible?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the problem. Can you put the top up real quick?
No, dude. I'm driving. What's going on? I can hear you.
Well, if you just slow down to maybe 30 miles an hour and then push the button to make it go up.
Dude... What's going on?
Oh, we just had a problem with the grooming where you came in earlier.
What's wrong?
Stephen Petty, he's the one that did the grooming. He said that your dog had told us that he was being sexually abused by you, and we're required by law to report things like that. he hung up as soon as I said that. Hi, Larry.
Hello?
We got disconnected somehow.
Who the fuck is this?
I'm calling from... and you're...
No, you're not. You're calling from Palmdale.
Right. I'm calling from the corporate office number. I'm routing through the corporate office. That's why it's a different area code. So you don't need to...
You're calling to tell me that my dog spoke English to the groomer and said I was sexually harassing.
Not harassing. Sexually abusing your dog. And we have to report that. We're required by law to report that.
Cool. I'm a lawyer.
Really?
So that was horseshit. And this is a really funny prank, dude. You're really hysterical.
Is that an official lawyer term? Horseshit? Is that something that you lawyers say to each other? Like, is that a word that you use in the courtroom? Okay, he's gone. Great, I'm harassing lawyers. He's gonna, like, subpoena my Skype records and I'm fucked now. I'm having a hard time watching the chat room while I do this. Sorry, petty pranks, that I gave your real name. Next time I'm going to say what city I'm from, too. That's what you get for making a suggestion. I give your real information to people. All right, let's try this next one. People in the chat room, I've been horrible about... I don't know, maybe I should just do the same thing that petty pranks just told me to do. Say that the animal says they're sexually harassed. Yeah, but I wish I would have gotten more information on these, like what kind of grooming was done and what kind of pet it is, the pet's name. I'm sure I could have gotten all that. I was worried about getting caught.
Hello, Colin speaking.
Oh, hello, Colin. I'm calling from... You brought your pet in here earlier for grooming?
Hello? Yeah?
Hi, we had a little bit of a problem with an incident with when your pet was in here.
Okay.
Your pet told us that you, Colin, were sexually like molesting your pet. And
who is this?
My name is Kevin.
Who is this?
Yeah, I'm Kevin. I'm calling from the pet grooming place.
Yeah, sorry, who is this?
My name is Kevin.
No, I understand. Sorry. This is some kind of joke, right?
Oh, no, it's definitely not a joke.
Sorry, you're saying I'm doing what?
Sexually molesting your animal. And we're required by law to report that.
Why would you think that?
Well, the pet told us.
Who am I talking to?
My name is... I'm not going to tell you again. I've already told you several times. I'm done with that. But this is just a courtesy call to let you know that I'm alerting the authorities that you're molesting your pet. and you really should stop doing it.
Okay. My pet told you.
Yes, we have a pet psychic here on staff.
Right. Okay.
So.
Okay, and they're the authorities. You're crazy.
That's how we know about this, and I mean, you can deny it all you want, but we know, and you need to stop doing that. You need to stop.
Okay. Tell the authority.
Okay. Well, you definitely need to stop what you're doing, though. Okay. Can you please stop?
This is insane. Tell me your name again.
No. I've told you like 5 times now. I'm done telling you my name. It's just a courtesy call. Why? And if you're going to bring your pet in here, I don't know if we really want your business at this point, because it's kind of disgusting what he told us.
Right. I will never walk into a game in my life. You're insane.
Okay, whatever. I don't think we want you there anyway. Thanks. Bye. All right. I mean, I think I should stop doing that particular idea, because... Thanks, Petty Pranks. Oh, Cole's messaging me. Cole, are you even in the chat room? Hold on, let me check something here. Yeah, Cole. Okay, Cole. Groomer lost a contact, and instead of shampoo, grabbed her bottle of salad dressing. I think I remember this prank from the hair salon place. And so if your dog smells like Hidden Valley Ranch, sorry. Okay, I'm gonna do that one. So on this one, the lady, she started to give me the information. She only got as far as the number, and she's like, oh, that's weird. She had some sort of computer problem, so I didn't get the name, so I don't know anything on this one. So I'm going to go ahead and try it anyway, since I wrote down the number, but there's no name, so it might make it less believable if I don't know their name. Horse 53 says, I should say, I found traces of mixed peanut butter and sperm in the dog's teeth, and I have to report them for abuse. That's more believable. Actually, that's a good one. I bleached the pet's anus.
Hi, this is Susie. Please leave your name and number.
Susie!
I'll take your call, and I will call you back.
All right, let's try Susie back. At least I have her name now. Maybe it's a famous person, and they didn't tell me the name because they're famous. You know, this technique of getting customer info, if I did it in areas like Beverly Hills, maybe I could get celebrity phone numbers this way. That's an idea.
Hi, this is Susie. Please leave your name.
Oh, I'm going to try Susie one more time. Nunu just said the pet is upside down and needs to be brung back in for realignment. All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'll leave a message for Susie if she doesn't pick up this time.
Hi, this is Susie. Please leave your name and number, time and day of your call, and I will call you back soon. Have a great day.
Hey, Susie, this is Stephen Petty from Nova Scotia. I'm calling from... I know you had your pet in here earlier today, and I just need to let you know that... let me see what it says in the report here. Oh, where was it? Nunu says that... oh, gosh, where did it go? Nunu says... This isn't going to sound completely unbelievable. Anyway, he says the pet's upside down. Your pet was washed up, or you know, taken care of upside down, and you need to bring your pet back in for realignment. And also, your pet it chased some cats through the store and caused quite a bit of damage. We were embarrassed to tell you when you came in, but Yeah. So if you could give us a call back, that'd be great. I believe you have the number. Thank you very much. Goodbye, Susie. I totally fucked that one up. I guess it's a good thing. That was kind of one that I couldn't mess around with because I didn't have the number. God. Sorry, Petty Franks. It just came out that I gave away all your info. Next, I'm going to give away your address and your phone number. Let's take a music break. Music breaks are fun. Let's play one song. I'm going to get some things together here. I'm going to get more to drink, and I'll be right back.
Start the damn session. 94 rows, I'm addressing. Know that it's yours and yours, no second guessing. Confessing that I'm real close to the edge. And it's the beats that I serve and the words that I pledge. Get crazy, every man, boy, woman, or lady. It's a sure shot, we don't produce babies.
This song is a request from Sloth, so if you don't like the song, then please yell at Sloth, kick him from the room, do whatever you have to do, but this one's from Sloth. Thanks for this one, Sloth. I was gonna start. I was gonna start the show back after that song, but this guy in the chat room, Shabooty, says, "What song is this?" So I have to let him know what song this is. This is Double Clicks. It's a short song, so it's just 2 minutes, and then we're gonna get back to pranks.
Feed on dreams, and they're coming for your soul. Don't it's better you not see. Just wait here for your doom, counting 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Sing a little lullaby to Mr. Bear.
Monsters everywhere.
Tell him that you love him and that you are there.
Blood is in the
air. Mr. Bear needs to know you're there. So sing a little lullaby to Mr. Bear.
Better say your prayers.
That was Shibuti's fault that I played that second song. Sorry, everyone. Kick Shibuti from the room if you have a problem with it. That was the Double Clicks, though. They're getting pretty big, it seems like. They're touring all over the country, the Double Clicks. They're doing photo shoots. They're touring, like all along the East Coast and the West Coast and all over the place. It's crazy. They're getting pretty big, it seems like. I remember when they were just like, you know, some Portland band, and they, like, I saw them at a show, and they're like, oh my gosh, you brought us listeners by playing us on Cacti Radio. And they thought I was cool for bringing them an extra listener or two, but now I'm sure they've just forgotten all about me. They don't care, because they're hot shit now. Yeah, so I was going to replenish my Four Loko supply. Before I was drinking Four Loko, what's the flavor? It's purple. It seems like it should be written on the can somewhere. It's purple. It's the purple Four Loko. Where is it? Wait, it's gotta be. It says local uva. What does uva mean? UVA. Local uva. I think that's the flavor, because it's written in the same spot that this other one is written in. The one I'm upgrading to is not purple, it's yellow. It's lemonade flavor. And from what I remember, it's pretty disgusting. But it's all they have. Usually I like the red cherry or fruit or whatever it's called. But they haven't had that. The last time I did a show, I looked for Locos, and they didn't have red then either. So I've been stuck with all these other crazy flavors, but... Here's Four Loko number 2, lemonade. I've had a whole Four Loko though, so I don't really care about the flavors anymore. Okay, so a lot of thanks to Cole for this show, because he's the one that suggested pet grooming places. I only have 5 numbers of pet grooming places left, so I'll slow down a little bit. I'll move on to back to Facebooks. I've got a few Facebooks written down. Oh, and when Brent Westwood starts, I'm going to send him some of these numbers, because I'm not going to do them all myself. I only have like an hour left. Well, Brent Westwood said he would start at 9 or 10, which is either in 1 hour or 2 hours. So be waiting for that. He does a good show. If you don't know who he is, it's good stuff, and I'm going to give him some numbers. If I don't have any numbers left, I'll get some pizza numbers during his show. Those are always hilarious. Yeah, Sloth, this is like 14 beers. No, really, it's like 4 beers per Four Loko. So I've had 4 now, and I'm on my 5th by Four Loko math. Horse Machine Space says that UVA is a type of UV radiation, and I need to put on sunscreen. So I might need to take another music break for that. Urza is complaining because I'm talking too much. Fuck you, Urza. Ezra, I mean. Not Urza. Ezra. I should talk about shows real quick here. I'm going to do more yapping. Okay, Brent Westwood. He starts in an hour or two. Madhouse Live with Carlito, the guy that owns the whole Madhouse thing, he's going to be on tomorrow night, Sunday nights. He starts at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, and he's like he's the best show, really. You should definitely listen tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. I used to do pre-shows before Madhouse, but then he moved to Sundays, so Sunday's not a good night for me to do pre-shows. Last night there were shows. If you're not a normal listener to Madhouse, then you missed out on a couple of shows last night. Last night we had Polkja. Polkja did a show around 7 o'clock Pacific. It lasted less than an hour, I think, but it was pretty good. She did some, she called hotels and she did the psychic thing. She pretended to be a psychic, and she said she felt all kinds of crazy things. It was good stuff until she abruptly quit. And then after, I guess, I missed out last night because I was out, but Ice Goose did a show. Maybe it was Ice Goose. Maybe it was Jihad. I don't know, but they did a show last night. So if you weren't listening to Madhouse last night, then you missed out on a couple shows. Stupid people. But yeah, tonight, Brent Westwood, in an hour or two, tomorrow night, around this time, be listening for Carlito. Carlito does a show. This week, I'm going to be sure to submit some numbers to Carlito, so that'll make his show extra cool, because I'm sending him numbers. And yeah, I should get back to calls. Another thing. Like when me and Petty Pranks and Anna did those Walgreens photos a few weeks ago, like a month ago, I guess. I still have all those numbers written down here, and I think they're the ones that didn't pick up. And I may have sent these to people already. I probably have, but I still have them in my notebook. So maybe I'm going to call a few of these. Here, let's call a bunch in a row right now. Let's just call Walgreens customers. I'll do quality surveys. Jose is trying to add me on Skype. I don't want anyone to add me on Skype. Screw all of you. I'm going to block you, Jose. It's nothing personal. I just don't want to talk to anyone on Skype anymore. Pert says I'm
Hello.
Cool.
No
Thanks,
one is
Perth.
Available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
All right. That one's not there. Hey, Carol. Was it Carol or Carolyn? I just deleted it, so I don't know. I'm calling from the photo place. You had photos done with us a few weeks ago. We don't want your business anymore. Goodbye. All right, let me try the next one. This next one is Katie. Sloth says there's breaking news. Oh my gosh. I need an excuse to play the breaking news song. This just in, breaking news. Dark Stranger is in Tiny Chat right now, and she's wearing a PLA shirt. So if you want to see Dark Stranger wearing a PLA shirt, the place to go is...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3-1.
The place to go is tinychat.com/goawayPLA. tinychat.com/goawayPLA. I'm not in there anymore because of Weeping Angel. He kept burping in the thing and messing up my pranks. But if you want to see Dark Stranger, you should definitely go in there and say hello. Go in there any time of the week. There's people in there all the time. It's usually Weeping Angel, and he's just a fucking weirdo with his cat. But sometimes there's cool people in there besides him. Not that I'm suggesting he's cool, but yeah. Wet PLA shirt contest. tinychat.com/goawayPLA. Here's the third number for photo customers.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 3.
Everybody's with Sprint. So last night I saw Iron Man 3 in the theater. That was pretty amazing. Seriously, it was amazing. I really liked it. Everyone should go and see that. Go and download it. But it was cool. It was a very good movie. After 2, I wasn't expecting it to be... I was expecting it to be horrible. I was just going because I had time to kill and I needed something to do. But it was good stuff. It was very amazing. As good as the first movie. I liked the first movie. I hated the second movie.
Thank you so much for calling the Katrina Residence. Please leave a message.
The Katrina Residence? She calls herself the Katrina Residence. That's her first name, by the way. She calls herself the Katrina Residence. Sloth says there's an R6 release out there. I don't know what that means, but it's an R6 release. It's a screener. The audio's poor. I hate watching screeners of on torrents, you know? And that's how we watched Iron Man 2.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Thank God we didn't pay for Iron Man 2. That would have been a huge waste of money, because that was a shitty, shitty, shitty movie. We watched a screener of it, and I'm not usually a fan of screeners. I don't watch screeners, but watched a screener of Iron Man 2. And it wasn't shitty because it was a screener, it was just shitty because it was a shitty movie. But that's one of the very few movies I've ever watched a screener of. I can't stand screeners, just because I like quality sound and video. Okay, I have 6 of these photo customers left. I'm going to go ahead and call them all right now, just to get rid of...
Hello, please leave a message after the tone.
Maybe these were just the ones that didn't answer before, and that's why they're still here, because they never answered. But I'm deleting them now, so I'll never call these people again. Let's try Pat. These are all in Indianapolis area. People in Indianapolis tend to be angry people.
Hello?
Hi, is this Pat?
No, this is Lori.
Oh, is Pat around?
Yeah, can I ask who's calling?
Oh, my name is Stephen Petty from Nova Scotia. I'm calling from Walgreens. She had
You're
some
calling from where?
She had photos done here. Some photos, photo developing.
Mm-hmm.
So have I passed the verification process? Can you just put her on now?
You're calling at 11 o'clock at night.
It doesn't matter.
So, no, you haven't passed the verification.
It's none of your business. It's between me and Pat. I didn't pass the verification. Apparently, I sent...
Hello.
Oh, hi. I need to talk to Pat.
Who are you?
Is this Pat? This isn't Pat. Are you?
What do you want?
Are you Pat?
Yeah.
Oh, you are Pat?
Yeah.
Okay, well, your secretary wouldn't put me through before, so I'm glad I finally got through to you. I'm calling from Walgreens. You had some photos done a few weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
We had a problem with the photos?
Yeah.
Have they called you about this already?
No.
Okay, well, forget the problems. I'm just calling to do a quality survey. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy were you with the customer service that you received here at Walgreens?
I was fine with it.
Really? Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how clean would you rate the store?
Pretty clean. Hey, do you have a phone number I can call you back at?
Really? Pretty clean? So what is pretty clean? Is that a 7?
Do you have a phone number I can call you back at?
Is that a 7 or a 6? What's pretty
clean? Do you have a phone number I can call you back at?
No. I don't want you having my number, because it's unlisted.
Ah. Hey, I need you to stop calling me, all right?
Okay. I'll never call you again, then.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Acid Pez. Hi, Acid Pez.
Hi!
Holy... Hi!
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 Do you still have a call-in number?
Do I have a what?
A call-in number?
Yeah, I guess you called it. I mean, yeah, it's the same number as the phone show. I'm waiting for it to expire.
Oh.
You're stupid!
Fuck you! Fuck you, you little brat! Hey, okay, hey, can that kid hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hey, little kid, little girl, little boy? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. When your daddy is sleeping, I want you to go to the kitchen and get a knife. And take the knife and stab him in the face while he's sleeping. Okay?
That's not nice.
Never.
Yes. No, you have to. Your daddy is evil, and he must be he has to be destroyed.
No, you need dad.
No, you need to be destroyed. No, I mean your dad has to be destroyed.
Poop. No! Never!
I want you to
poop.
Go get a knife right now and stab your dad in the face.
Get a knife!
Stab your dad in the face.
No!
And while you're stabbing...
Who's gonna watch us? Our mom is gone!
Fuck your mom. Who cares about mom? Look, take a knife, and while you're stabbing him in the face, say, fuck you, dad. Fuck you.
Never.
Okay.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Okay, bye, acid piss.
You interrupted my kids even further. Yep.
Yay. I love making little child murderers. Great, now somebody else is calling me. Because I took that one call, people think this is a call-in show now. It's the phone show all over again. I have four numbers left of photo places. Goddamn acid piss. Mom's gone.
Thank you for calling 317-865.
No, don't say the number. Don't do it. Okay. Three numbers left for photo customers. Oh, and I need to check on that Alyssa girl's webpage. Her Facebook page and see what if she's saying anything about our call. Nope, nothing yet. I just checked.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Diana?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey. I'm calling from Walgreens. My name is Stephen Petty from Nova Scotia. You had some pictures. You brought in some pictures a few weeks ago.
From where?
At Walgreens. You brought in pictures to have them, developed.
Yeah?
You don't need to pretend that it didn't happen, because I know it happened. It's in the computer. I'm just calling to do a quality survey. So you
at 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah, that's the time. Thanks for letting me know what time it is. Good job there. So, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how clean would you rate our store?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would like you to please remove our phone number and not call here again.
How is that like a scale of 1 to 10? That doesn't make sense. That's stupid. You're stupid. Fucking Diana. Okay, let me call her back. Sorry, petty pranks. I'll stop doing that. Hey, Jill, as long as you're online tonight.
I reached the witness. Please leave your message after the tone. Thank you.
Alyssa, wait, no, you didn't say Alyssa, did you? It sounded like you said Alyssa. That was weird. No, it's Diana's number. Diana Wisenot, you're not allowed in our store anymore. I'm printing out a picture of you that I took from the photos that you had developed, and I'm making a poster. And it says, if you see this person, kick her out of the store. And I'm putting it up next to every single register. Since you have such an attitude. So, don't come back to our store. Goodbye. Have a nice night. Goodbye. We'll get back to the animal grooming stuff here. I've got two more numbers to call. By the way, Acid Pez, it was nice to hear from you again. You know, I haven't talked to you in a while. So yeah, thanks for calling in.
And a brief message, and we will try to get back to you as soon as possible.
I really want to tell that kid to stab their father, but no, I won't do that. Acid Pez, if you get stabbed tonight, I'm sorry. I really think you're a cool person. I don't mean to get you stabbed.
Hey, you reached Tara. Just leave your name and number and I'll get back with you.
I'm going to try Tara once more. This is the last one.
Hello?
Oh, hey, is this Tara? Hello, is this Tara? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Tara?
This is she.
Oh, hi. This is I'm calling from Walgreens. My name is Roy.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to tell you something about the pictures that you had brought in a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
You brought in some pictures to be developed. Our associate here, his name is Brad Cartera. And he says that we sold your photos to the Chinese government. And I guess we're just required by law to let you know about that we sold your photos to the Chinese government.
What?
Like the photos that you brought in, we sold a copy of your photos, of all of the photos that you brought in, to the Chinese government.
Why would you do that?
Just, it's a way to make extra money in this economy.
You're stupid. This has got to be a prank call.
No, ma'am, I don't make prank calls. I'm calling from Walgreens.
No, you're not calling from Walgreens, because it's against the law to sell somebody's photos that are developed at Walgreens.
Oh, really? Are you a lawyer, then?
Yeah, or what are you doing? It's 10:30 at night on a Saturday. Get a life. What are you doing?
I'm working at Walgreens. I'm sorry that you think I don't have a life because I work at Walgreens, but I'm just calling.
Okay, well.
It's just a courtesy call.
I will contact Walgreens myself, and I will verify this information because it's not true.
It is true.
As a matter of fact, I don't even develop pictures at Walgreens. That's how stupid you are. All my pictures get developed somewhere else. It's not Walgreens.
Well, you brought them into Walgreens a few weeks ago, and those are the pictures that we sold to the Chinese government.
No, I did not bring in pictures a few weeks ago to Walgreens.
Yes, you did. You submitted them online
or something.
Yeah, you did.
Huh?
You're a big liar. You're a liar.
What are my pictures then?
What are they of? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just have the list
Why
here.
Are you?
I just had to let you know that we sold them to the Chinese government. And
okay.
It's not that big of
a
deal.
Well, thank you.
What do you care if they're sent to the Chinese government?
Okay, thank you for your time. I appreciate the phone
call. Okay, whatever.
Enjoy your evening.
I don't appreciate your attitude.
Don't call
me back. I'm not calling you back. But just as long as you know, we sold them to the Chinese government. All right, thanks, Brad Carter, whoever you are. For that idea. That was fun. Alright, let's play a quick song. One song, and then we'll either get back to Facebook calls or those other things. Pet grooming calls.
Termites ate through my pipes last night. Leaky faucets cause us to fight. It's a waste of water, more dull solder. Gotta get a hold of my landlord's daughter. Look at my mouth, bitch, look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch, look at my mouth.
Calling Alyssa back.
Hello?
Hi, Alyssa. Hello? Alyssa?
No, it's Daniel.
Oh, I need to talk to Alyssa. I'm calling from Walmart. So put Alyssa on, please.
Alright, hold on.
Hurry the fuck up. Thanks.
Hold on.
Oh, hold on. It's easy. 13.
Hold on. Oh, here she is.
Hello?
Hi, Alyssa.
What?
It's Walmart again. My name's Kevin.
Oh. All right, what's your last name, Kevin?
I'm not telling. Listen, I just wanted to tell you that you should listen to Quentin. He says you shouldn't put your number on Facebook for random strangers to call. So I just want to let you know, don't do that again.
No, you don't tell me what to do, fool.
Bad, Alyssa. Bad. No.
Bad Kevin.
No.
Bad Kevin.
No.
Keep calling me.
If I had a newspaper, I would roll it up and hit you in the nose with it and say no. No.
Bad Kevin.
So don't put your phone number out there because random crazies.
You don't put your phone number on there.
I don't put my phone number.
Walmart keeps calling me.
I don't put my phone number on because I'm smart.
No.
So, look.
Shut the fuck up!
I'm going to let you go now, okay?
Shut the fuck up!
Okay, you win. I'm going to shut the fuck up now. Bye. See ya. Okay, he's gone. Thai food says I should rub her nose in it. That would show her. Oh, Dark Stranger sending me a video to play. It's 35 minutes long, so I think I'm going to stop making prank calls. And I'm just going to play this thing for 35 minutes.
There are 100 ways to love a cat. 100 loving ways. Way one. Keep a tidy house for them. 100 loving ways. There are 100 ways to love a cat. 100 loving ways.
This is awesome.
Way two. Be sure to clip their claws. 100 loving ways. There are 100 ways to love a cat. 100 loving ways. Way three. Scoop their box daily. 100 loving ways. There are 100 ways to love a cat. 100 loving ways. Way four. Brush them with a hairbrush. 100 loving ways. 100 loving ways. 100 loving ways. 100 loving ways. There are 100 ways.
Dark Stranger just kicked herself for this.
Way six. Give them some fresh water. 100 loving ways. There are 100 ways to love.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2704994
I'm not falling for your tricks, acid piz. I know your number's in Arizona. You're trying to call me again. Not falling for it. I'm trying to call more Facebook people. They're not answering, so that sucks.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Craig?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. I'm calling from Walmart. I'm calling to do a reference check on a Marie Klosterman. She left you as a personal reference.
Okay.
And, yeah, she just, like, I don't know, is she a good person, I guess, just in general?
Yep.
Okay, and, she says she worked for you for about 2 years then?
2 years? For me?
Yeah, she was employed by you and your company?
I don't own a company.
Oh, that's weird, because she wrote on her application here that she was employed for 1 year and 11 months by your company, Noble Landscaping.
No.
Oh, well, that's strange. Do you know why she would have written that?
No.
And did she live? I mean, she says you were also her landlord for about 6 months. For the past 6 months?
No. I'm 24. I still live at home.
You still live at home and you're 24?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, is she, maybe are your parents her landlord?
No.
You do know Marie Klosterman, correct?
Klosterman?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm probably not pronouncing it right.
Yeah, that's my mom's aunt.
Your mom's aunt. Yeah, she's applying for a job here at Walmart. She says she's was living in a house that you owned. She's renting from you for 6 months. Do you own other property, maybe?
Me, no. My parents, I'm not sure.
And what about, like, your company, Noble Landscaping?
I don't have a company.
She says that she's you're a pimp?
I'm a what?
Is it true that, she says on here that you saved 4 kids out of a burning building?
No.
I'm kind of confused here. Why would she say all these things and leave your number if it's not true?
I don't know.
Do you know why she would use such a loser as a reference?
What?
Do you have any idea why she might use such a loser as a reference?
Not a loser.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure, like, it shows here that you're a loser here in the computer.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Or, do you have any idea why she would have used such a loser as a job reference?
I don't know.
Huh. How long have you been a loser?
I haven't been a loser, but thanks for coming out. I'm going to hang up now.
Well, wait, here, one more question. It shows here that she once lifted a car off of a baby that would have died otherwise. Do you know anything about this incident?
This sounds pretty dumb.
Dumb?
Yeah.
You think finding a job in this economy is a dumb thing?
Sure.
It shows here that she has you on her tax returns.
Oh, yeah?
Are you claiming her as a...
She has me on everything, eh?
Are you claiming her as a dependent? Or is she claiming you as a dependent?
I really don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Do you currently have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Really? Does she think it's pretty cool that you live with your parents when you're in your 20s?
Yeah, totally.
Really?
She's just plowing me right now, too.
Really? That's amazing.
I know.
I should try that. I should try living with my parents for a few years and see if that gets me the chicks.
Oh, it does. Hands down.
Okay. Well, thank you for the advice. I'm going to do that. I'm going to sell my $300,000 house.
Oh, right on.
I'm going to quit.
Good for you.
I'm going to quit my job. How old are you? I'm going to quit my job where I make $85,000 a year.
Oh, you should give yourself a pat on the back.
I need to know if Marie is flame retardant.
What?
I need to know. I need to ask this for the application here. Is Marie flame retardant?
Are you, like, smoking some weird stuff or what?
No, sir. I don't smoke anything. I work at Walmart.
Okay, well, I'm on long distance calling right now, and this is killing my time, so...
Listen, is your girlfriend a cat? You don't really have a girlfriend. It's a cat, right? You have cats, not girlfriends. How many fingers does your girlfriend have? And he's gone. All right, I think I should go back to the pet grooming places. Yep, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call pet grooming places. Because I might only have 30 minutes left here on the air until Brent Westwood comes on the air.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shelly?
Who's this?
I'm calling from Petco. You had your pet, you brought your pet in today to be groomed?
Yeah.
Is this Shelly?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. We had like a problem with your pet when it was in here.
What was that?
Well, he kind of got loose here in the room, and he ate my stash. And I was wondering if you knew anything about that, or if you'd be able to pay me for the lost product.
Say that again.
Eat
your stash?
Yes, yes. I had a bowl of cocaine.
You're joking, right? This is a joke.
No, of course not, ma'am.
And you had a bowl of cocaine and he ate it.
Yes, and I mean, it's a lot of money. And they wouldn't let me put it in the computer, like as an extra charge for you or anything, but I really need that money back.
Well, if you had a bowl of cocaine out and my dog ate it and you want me to pay for it, maybe you should consider the fact that who's going to pay the medical bill.
I don't care. That doesn't even matter. Like, the medical bill is going to be nothing compared to the cocaine I lost. That's a lot of money. I'm going to need at least $12,000.
Yeah, you're joking. $12,000?
I don't joke.
Hold on.
And he injected 8 marijuanas.
Hold on, I'm going to put this on record because the police are going to want to hear this. So hold on one second, okay?
Okay, go ahead, put it on record.
Okay.
Apparently record is the hang-up button in Beverly Hills. Oh, it's not hanging up yet. Hello, sir? Yep, he hung up. I think he hit the wrong button.
Hi, 310-27.
Four left after this one.
Hi, you reached 310-27759.
No, stop that. G-Ad says, G-Ad says, tell a customer that their pet recorded a song while they were in here and then play the meow song. Like, oh, crap. What did I do? The problem is that I didn't write down. I didn't ask them, like, if these were cats or dogs. I would assume that most of them are dogs, because cats don't really need as much care as dogs. But I don't know. I mean, who knows in Beverly Hills? That would be hilarious.
Hello?
Oh, hi. When he hit the record button to record us, I think he hung up accidentally.
Okay.
It was weird. We just got disconnected. It hung up on me.
Okay, so what's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Uh-huh.
And you work at Kevin?
Yes, I just want my cocaine back.
Honey, I don't have your cocaine.
Maybe if he poops it out, I can get it back that way?
Maybe if he poops it out? Yeah, you can have it. Is this some kind of joke?
No, I don't joke, ma'am.
Okay, well, you're not getting any cocaine back from me. Sorry.
Do you really have a recording system there, or is that
a
lot?
Yeah, I do.
Really? What brand is it? Like, is it reel-to-reel recording, or is it like some kind of digital system? Like, what brand? Can you tell me? How is it hooked up to your phone line? And did we lose them? Yep, she's gone. Okay, I guess it's time to stop calling her. Because as we all know, calling any person more than 3 times, that's harassment. And we don't do harassment. Harassment is bad. Prank calls are funny. Harassment is not funny. So you don't keep calling a person over and over and over and over. Ice Goose. Leave Michelle alone, goddammit. Stop calling her. It's not funny anymore. It's not funny when it's harassment. But speaking of Michelle, let's look at her tweets. Oh, and yeah, I forgot. I wanted to ask Jill earlier, but I forgot to do this. Jill, is KDK doing a show tonight? Because I went to his website. I still got it opened up, in fact. Well, no, it doesn't even work. KDK's Shoutcast stream link is broken. How can I find out if the KDK show's on? Jill seems to know. Jill, you should send me the KDK link, and I'll bookmark it or something. Because I would replay his stream on here right now if it was. Oh, let's listen to more of this.
Let them have a fish, 100 loving ways. There are 100 ways to love a cat, 100 loving ways. Way 8, buy them a scratching post, 100 loving ways, 100 loving ways, 100 loving ways, 100 loving ways, 100 loving ways. There are 100 ways to love a cat, 100 loving ways. Way 9, put them in your lap, 100 loving ways. There are 100 ways to love a cat, 100 loving ways. Way 10, be quiet when they're sleeping, 100 loving ways. There are 100 ways to love a...
This is actually kind of funny. There's like a video to go along with it, and I don't know. It's weird. Okay, yeah, I was going to talk about Michelle. Michelle Clevinger's Twitter account. She's insane. Something's wrong with this lady. If you go, like, her name, her Twitter name is weird. It's like M1CH. I'm not going to try and explain that. Go to twitter.com/RBCP. Twitter.com/RBCP. And you'll see that I've retweeted a few of her things, and I've @replied at a few of her things. She has issues. Let's see. When she's angry, that's the best. But it looks like she's not very angry tonight. Let's see. Michelle. No, she's completely not angry. That's the only time it's truly funny, is when she's really angry. Okay, here's a tweet. Here's a tweet from 2 hours ago. Thank God I'm okay, and myself, and okay. Decent humans, really. Thank you. That's one of her tweets. Bobo in the chat room is posting the link to Michelle's Twitter. So if you're in the Madhouse chat room at madhouselive.com/chat, then you can see Michelle's Twitter. Michelle, another tweet from 2 hours ago. I am super compact, neat, and nice most of the time. Is not loud, is just laptop speakers. I pissed my Walkman music player broke, oh well. Tweet number 3. I could probably do that if here also, I am sure. Tweet number 4. Since roommates are not here, I can listen to Beast 5. I can listen to Beast 5 times over and over, like when I was age 18. I would do that and just be like an idiot, lol. Tweet number something. Oh, happy love stuff. Here's some... Oh, wait, no, never mind. That's a link. She's trying to sell something. She's got a website. And her website It's just like her tweets. It doesn't make sense. Globalfolders.info. Okay, the next tweet. There was a cool outdoor carnival down the street here today, and I forgot about that. Would have been nice thing to go do is over at 6 p.m. I don't know. It's funnier when she's really pissed off. Let me scroll back further. This is a lady that originally Carlito pranked, and that's where it should have ended, but Carlito made a mistake, and he gave us Michelle's Twitter, and now Ice Goose has been pranking her, and other people have been pranking her, and it's out of hand. And that's why I'm saying, stop pranking her. Leave this lady alone. Well, she didn't do anything to us. But, like, she's convinced that I am the person pranking her. And she's calling the police on me, she says, which I dare her to do. I really don't care as far as me is concerned. She hasn't been angry in a while now. Wait, no. Oh, wait, here we go. This one starts off, fuck off, but I just lost it. Fuck off. Where did it go? Oh, God damn it. Fuck off. I'm not mad at some black guy for what some black bitch he never met did. And do not do the same to me from white guy and not met. I'll just read what Bobo's posting. May 17th. Dumb fucking whores, candle-cooing fucking bitchy cunts will take this how far? Huh, little sick whores, go suck Brad Carter dick now, bitch. She's calling me by name on her Twitter. All right, I'm going to call the next Petco person, pet person. You didn't hear what I just said. I'm going to call this next one. Next. Okay, here we go. This person has a foreign name, so hopefully we can understand this person. Oh, this lady is like 42 years old, by the way. Like, you know, her tweets make her seem like she's kind of an idiot, but she's...
Hello, this is Honorable Liberty. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you shortly.
She should know how to... She should know sentence structure. That's what it is. I'm going to sneer at him and his dumb-looking cunt right now. Fuck Mark the stone-fucking dirty old boy and his hate-doing psycho shit then. That was a Michelle tweet. His white trash Mother Earth mama's fucking sick shit. Yeah, bitch. I am Mother Earth, Wonder Woman, and the beach. Dude is such a loser. Okay, when this lady's voicemail picks up, I'm gonna read her Michelle tweets.
Hello, this is Honorable Liberty. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you shortly. Thanks, and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, hello, I'm calling from... You had brought your pet in earlier today for grooming. I just wanted to let you know that his white trash Mother Earth mama fucking shit sick, yeah, bitch. I'm Mother Earth, Wonder Woman, and the beach. Dude is such a loser. And also that him and his newest gross ugly dumb horse thinks it's nice to go outside because I was? They so fucking sick and dumb. He'll piss her off. All their 42-year-old stone loser fag does is get high on pot marijuana, lie, get his dad to buy him groceries, and then be a fucking Nazi idiot. You not white or English named fucking whores. Go bleach your hair and shit and feel the USA Nazi fag. You moved here to suck his dick. And also, we needed to let you know, we show here on the computer that this is your future fucking not white whores. I'm gonna fling you the most savage white culture shit your fuck sick cunt brains now then. Wouldn't be cooler if I something or somebody else? No, nah. I'm just myself here. Me? I not part anything. I'm all white. They're whites with brown hair and eyes, you fucking idiot. La. Lol. LOL. Duh. Dur. Old govs, all that. I bet she fuck them up. I hope so. LOL. I would bet money her part Asian fucking shit his Nazi ass up. I hope so, fucking jerk off. Nice song on the radio. Please don't go. I need you, ho. I love you so. Please break my heart. What a fag loser he still is. Why do women do that? I do not get that. Why? I try to hang out with that asshole, and he like three Latinas. He pissed off chasing him down, and now he got an Asian. What a Nazi jerk. Nazi jerk, ma'am. I changed my visited links to turn purple. Oh my, this is... Haynes Lotus pink t-shirt and rose love balm. My email box inbox going to be more useful for me and cleaner also. That is good. That's good. So if you could give us a call back, it's just about the dog grooming thing that you'd brought in earlier today. I believe you have the number still. Thank you very much. It should be on the call ID. Thank you, and we'll talk to you as soon as you can call in. It's very important. Thank you very much, ma'am. Goodbye. That should be really confusing. All right. Three more to go. Dirty Aaron, he was messaging me a minute ago. He says 9 sharp. So 15 minutes, that's all I have left. So I don't know if I should do these or if I should leave. I'm going to do like one more, and I'm going to leave 2 for him to do. Baz is messaging me. He wants to know what the fuck candle cooing is. Nobody knows. Nobody knows but Michelle Clevenger. Maybe you can figure it out. She tweets approximately like 100 times a day. Seriously, 100 times a day. So if you can go through all those tweets and try and figure out what candle cooing cunts are, that would be great. Because I'd sure like to know. Dirty Aaron in 15 minutes. It's going to be the best thing ever.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Jennifer?
No, who's calling?
Oh, I'm calling from... You brought your pet in earlier today for grooming?
Mm-hmm.
Is this Jennifer?
No, I've already said it's not.
You don't need to be a smartass with me, ma'am. I'm just calling because there was a problem with the pet when he was in here earlier today.
No.
Is there any way I could speak to Jennifer instead of you just being elusive and just ignoring my questions? Wow, that made her hang up. What a bitch. I was just asking her. Is this...
Yeah. Look.
Oh, hi. Is this Jennifer?
No, she just moved out the room at the moment. Can I help you? What's going on? Who's this?
Oh, I'm calling from... She brought her pet in earlier today for grooming. Could I speak with Jennifer,
Correct.
Please?
Correct. Yeah, just hang on 1 second.
Okay. Oh, she hung up. What the hell? I'm laughing at all these suggestions that are coming in right now. I really want to say them. I'm going to have to call another one of these if Jennifer's not going to pick up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
All right, one more try.
Hello.
Oh, hi. We got disconnected somehow while you were transferring to Jennifer.
Yeah. Just can you tell me what it's about?
Oh, well, her name's on the forms here. Is there any way I can speak to her? Because I'm not supposed to talk to anyone else about her pet.
Nah, she can't speak right now. But you can't talk to... You don't know what it's about?
Oh, it's a serious problem. I guess we'll just talk to her some other time.
It's a serious problem with the dog?
Yeah.
With the dog, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, give me a number where I can contact you.
Oh, well, I'll just try back some other time, I guess. I mean, we were really hoping to talk to her tonight.
There's something wrong, because it's my dog as well, Simba, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, we're not allowed to talk to anyone else since it's not on the form, on the papers here, and you're not on the papers.
Her name's on the paper. Yeah, she takes the dog and she washed and everything.
Yeah, if Jennifer's not concerned enough about her pet to talk and is just going to hang up on me whenever I call and ask for her, then whatever. I mean, what's wrong with the pet.
Sorry.
So whatever. I mean, just enjoy having your broken pet.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, jerk. Fuck face. Okay, he's gone. Wow, he gave me information about their dog. All right, what else? I don't know, I want to try one more, okay? I really wanted to give some to What's-His-Face, to Brent Westwood. But fuck Brent Westwood. I'm going to try these myself. It's okay, because I'm going to give Brent Westwood some other numbers. I'm going to give him some pizza numbers.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't answer. Leave me your name and your number. And
all right, that guy's not even answering, so...
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't answer. Leave me your name.
All right. No pet stores for Brent Westwood. I'm calling the last one right now.
Hey, you've reached Rob. Sorry I missed your call, but leave your name and number.
Balls. I really wanted to... Oh, fuck. Hold on. 350... don't say the number. Damn it. I didn't mean to call you, Baz. It was an accident.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Robert?
Hello?
Is this Robert?
This is him.
Oh, it's really hard to hear you. What's going on there? I'm calling from Petco.
Oh, hi. Hello?
Hi. What the fuck's all that? I'm calling about your pet?
Yes.
It's hard to hear you, though, because of all that crazy...
I'm at a wedding.
Oh, the wedding. I see. Okay.
You're calling me about my pet?
Yeah, about your dog?
Yeah, what about him?
He got loose while he was here, and he chased a cat through the store and caused quite a bit of damage.
My dog?
Yeah, he chased a cat through the store.
What dog?
You brought your dog in for grooming, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, he chased a cat through the store and knocked some stuff over and caused a lot of damage.
Nobody told me this. I picked him up already.
Right, yeah. There was a new person there when you picked him up, and they didn't have a chance to tell you.
Okay.
Oh, my God, that noise is crazy. It's killing my ears. What the fuck? Look, also...
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because our groomer lost a contact lens, and instead of shampoo for the dog... accidentally washed him with salad dressing. So, have you noticed that your dog smells like Hidden Valley Ranch?
Okay. Who is this?
Can you go out of the room or something? I can barely hear you. It doesn't sound like a wedding. What are you really at?
I'm at a wedding.
It doesn't sound like
who
a wedding.
Is this?
I'm pretty sure you're lying. Are you lying to me?
I'm pretty sure I'm not. Who is this?
I can tell that you're lying. I can barely hear because of all that noise. Is there any way you could just step outside for a moment?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Who is this?
Why can't you step outside?
I'm going to go. Thanks. Bye.
Wait. The shampoo was experimental. Sloth had good ideas. He said it was experimental shampoo. The dog might have superpowers now, such as telepathy and the ability to fly. Yeah, these are good ideas. I like these ideas. And I think I'm going to do, next time I do a show, I'm going to do some more of these. I'm going to do some more pet grooming things. I was afraid it would turn ugly. Like, you know, we're sorry we accidentally gave your dog AIDS. Wasn't our fault. Total accident. But no, these are funny. So yeah, I should do some more of these. Let's take a quick break. Brent Westwood says he's going to go on the air at exactly, in 5 minutes. So I might be done here. I don't know. You should definitely keep listening for Brent Westwood. His show is going to be good tonight. I'm pretty sure of this. I'm going to play a few songs. Maybe I'll do another, Facebook prank or something. But keep listening. I'm going to get some numbers for Brent Westwood. If I don't have any left here, I'm going to get some pizza numbers or something for Brent Westwood. But he might be taking over the stream now, so just hold on a few minutes. And thanks for listening, everyone.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle.
Who's this?
It's Roy.
Who's Roy?
My name's Roy.
Yes, can I help you?
Listen, I have some information on Brad Carter. I can help you put him behind bars. He's been harassing me, too.
Oh. Well, you calling me, yeah, I can't deal with this. You could be Brad Carter full, I know.
No,
I don't care if it goes.
No.
I just don't want any prank calls or nothing.
I'm not Brad Carter.
Call the police.
We need to take
call the police.
I did. I called the police. They can't help. We need to take that motherfucker down. We need to take that motherfucker down.
He won't call me. He won't.
Me and you.
What do you want? What's your information?
Did you scare him off?
I don't know. I don't really care.
I hope
what do you want to tell me?
I just hope you scared him off, because he's been harassing me, and we need to do something about this. He's pissing me off. God damn it. Are you in the blanket?
No, it's not funny, because I...
Well, you're the one laughing.
No, listen, it's not funny at all. And
then why would
somebody,
you laugh?
I'm filling out job applications. Somebody got my job application stuff. Nobody knows who my boss from 10 years ago or my neighbor where I live right now is currently, which were two of my references.
They must be hackers.
And the prank called my references. That's not funny. And I don't know if it could be part of identity theft or something.
They did the same thing to me, and then they stole my identity, and then they charged all my credit cards, and now I can't pay my bills.
I don't know if I believe you or not.
What do you want to tell me? If you're not going to believe me, I'll just hang up. I don't care.
What do you want me to tell you?
I don't want your help if you're not going to believe me. Whatever. I'm hanging up.
Okay, sorry.
I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up. Do you understand me? Going away.